In the 81st, the face will change, but not the party. There are no Republicans on the ballot in this solidly Democratic district. It covers Northern Madison, Black Earth, and Wanakee. Vying to replace Dave Travis is a roster of liberal Democrats. Eric Englund is a former insurance company lobbyist. He says his lobbying work in the legislature means he'll have a much shorter learning curve than any of his competitors.
I think I understand the process. I've articulated the extraordinary important issues that we face in terms of trying to put our state finances back in order.
For England, that means, among other things, making funding for the university system a top priority. One of his rivals, Justin Sargent, says he's also had experience under the dome that voters should take into account. At a recent candidate forum, he touted his work as a legislative aide to Democratic Senator Judy Robson.
We passed a number of important measures. I don't claim credit for those because I was part of the team and I was not the legislator, so I don't actually vote on them. But I contributed quite a bit from as far as the Great Lakes Compact to protecting senior care.
The only woman in the race, Kelda Helen Roy, says it's not just her gender that separates her from the other five candidates. She has also worked as a lobbyist for the abortion rights group Pro-Choice America. She's promising to make public school funding a higher priority than the prison budget.
If you ask people who build prisons, how do you decide how many prisons to build? They look at third grade students and the reading scores. And that's how they decide how many prisons that they're going to be building. So we cannot overstate the importance of education. It has to be a priority, and that includes higher education.
The only ethnic minority in the race, restaurant owner Peng Her, says he's not counting on his status as a Hmong immigrant to win votes. He says he's both a successful small business owner and a community activist with experience in economic development as a member of the Madison Economic Development Council.
Unlike my opponents, many of them have spent the bulk of their time at the bubble of the Capitol. I bring a commitment to the community. I know what the community needs. So that's what separates me. And if you want someone that's different with leadership and experience and bring change to the Capitol, then vote for Peng Her on September 9th.
But Wanakee High School economics teacher John Laubmeyer says voters are paying attention to taxes and balancing the state budget these days. That's why he thinks he has an edge.
I've been an econ teacher for 31 years. I believe that you can't do anything else unless you get that straightened out. So that's my first priority. Get the budget in order through bipartisan efforts.
Finally, there's a candidate with a unique pledge that he hopes sets him apart from the rest of the field. Dane County Prosecutor Tim Kiefer says he'll work for half pay.
I'm pledging to accept just 50% of the legislative salary of $47,000, so I'm going to be accepting about $23,000 and making a personal commitment to moving back to a citizen legislature.
On the issues, there's little that separates the candidates. All promise to work across the aisle to balance the state budget and provide the public services their constituents demand. They all agree the outcome of this election will depend on shoe leather, that is, who knocks on the most doors most effectively. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.